Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. On today's social media working group call on Wednesday, the 12th of November at 1400 UTC, we have Dev Anantilusing, Bukola Fawole, Murray McKercher, and Baron Gillen. Saying that Bukola has just dropped off the Adobe Connect room and Murray has just joined us. Apologies received from Leon Sanchez and Sean Ojeji. From staff, we have Ariel Liang and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could please just remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Dev.
Thank you, Gisela. This is Dev Anand speaking, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening to those attending this call or listening to the transcript or recording afterwards. Okay, so this is the Atlas Social Media Working Group call. This is our first call since the early meeting. And, well, we have our agenda. We have three agenda items. The first thing is to look at the Atlas II recommendations for the social media working group. And we have started looking at this. And I think perhaps we have to go on. Just post it in the chat there. We have started going through some of these things before the early meeting. And it's now desperately just to figure out what are we going to be doing between now and the next ICANN meeting, where all of the working groups are going to be reporting on how are these recommendations being handled and therefore being implemented and so forth. Let's see. Is it possible for the recommendations to come up on the screen? Ariel or Gisela?
Yes, this is Ariel.
Sorry, Jeff, they're on their way.
Thanks. Okay. Now, some of these are highlighted in yellow, and the reason why they're highlighted in yellow was because these were ones that were being presented to the ICANN board, since they were the intended recipients of these recommendations. So some of these have been looked at a little bit more thoroughly than the other ones. But I think we should probably just need to go through, each of these recommendations and just to see where we are. Is that okay with everyone? Okay. Seeing no objections? Okay, let's just look at recommendation number 17. ICANN needs to be sensitive to the fact that social media are blocked in certain countries and in conjunction with technical bodies promote credible alternatives. This is a joint recommendation assigned to both the Technology Task Force and to this working group. And, so far what we have so far is that we have to review the social media platforms that are blocked in certain countries. You have to identify the issues, and then note alternative platforms local to those countries or regions. I'm thinking that this has probably been documented somewhere, especially for those groups that deal with censorship and so forth. So I think that actually what probably needs to be happening is that somebody just needs to be assigned to actually do this review to see what social media, what type of blocking happens in countries for various social media platforms, report back to us by the time of the next call. Does anybody have wish to volunteer to help you do this research? Murray, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Dev. It's Murray speaking on the record. Because I've come back from China, and there are various things blocked, and there's some channel challenges there, just from first-hand experience. My suggestion would be that we sort of try to outreach to those people in the different countries that have had issues and come up with the alternatives for sure. Because it's a very kind of a local thing, I think we need to engage local people as much as possible as opposed to assigning it to one person. Now I'm a WeChat expert because that's how everybody communicates in China, and in order for me to communicate effectively, I have to join their platform. So that's just one case in point, but I'm sure there are other parts of the world with other issues. So my suggestion would be to move out to as many people as we have in different countries and make those suggestions. I guess someone needs to coordinate it. I'm not volunteering, but that's my suggestion at the moment. Thanks.
Okay. This is Dave. Thanks, Murray. Well, I guess the question is, how do you know which countries do such blocking of social media? I mean, and you mentioned China. Okay, that's one example, but there are probably other countries that do such blocking. And every now and then, I hear news stories about, a few countries come to mind, I'm sure that there's probably some resource that's out there that lists several of these countries. And you're right, perhaps then we could find ELSs or at-large structures within those countries, and then perhaps get some feedback as to what alternatives are being done, used, and so forth. You know, because I think the problem is that we need to get some sort of baseline of what countries is social media being blocked. And then once we start with that baseline, we can then look at look at ELSs in those countries and find out, and as I say, survey them, do some follow-up with those ELSs. But I think that some baseline research needs to be done to find out which countries have blocked social media.
David Murray, and sorry. I just noticed that there was a link to Citizen Lab, which is here in Toronto. I could perhaps do some outreach, or maybe there's a student project in this for someone who could give us a report. There's a lot of students hanging around Citizen Lab, so there's a potential suggestion.
Okay. All right. All right, Murray. All right. So, since it is apparent that Citizen Lab is a Toronto, I wasn't aware of it was a Toronto-based institute or organization within the University of Toronto. Perhaps again, you could liaise with the Citizen Lab to find out some more. And I would like to ask somebody here, either Brokola or Varan, if they're willing to take on this task. It's really just to do some research on the web, on the internet, and find us a list of countries, and just report back to the mailing list or on the Skype chat. Varan or Brokola? Varan? Okay, I see Varan has stepped forward. So, I see Brokola is also typing. Okay, Varan, then great. Okay, so because we do have quite a lot of items. Varan, and okay, well, in that case, Varan and Brokola, can you then work together then? And to look at researching platforms blocked in countries, we got as per recommendation 17. Excellent. So please note that as an action item. And for Murray McClurcher to contact Citizens Lab to get a list of countries where social media is blocked. Excellent. Okay, so let's look at recommendation 21. Recommendation 21 says, encourage public campaigns on using the internet for education, information, creativity, and empowerment. And this is a working group. This is also assigned to two working groups, this working group and the outreach. Regarding this one, I think one of the outcomes from the previous social media call was that I would write to the thematic group three leaders that came up with this recommendation, because we were a little bit concerned as to what it was potentially vague, and the gist of it so far is that we haven't got anything definitive from the thematic group three leaders as yet, other than they agree that the recommendation as worded is vague. The outreach working group talks had discussed this before the LA meeting, And I decided that while it may be useful to do these kind of public campaigns, there needs to be an ICANN message behind it, as for ICANN to really get involved in it. One of the things, though, I've noted, though, since was that I think it was, just last week, Thursday or Friday, there was a Net Mundial initiative, which took, and I think, and I'm beginning to think that the Net Mundial initiative is probably the perfect placeholder for encouraging public campaigns. This is a way at-large structures can, and the at-large could make recommendations to the Net Mundial, I don't know what they call it, it's coordination group, which is still being worked out, regarding specific campaigns on using the Internet. And perhaps in that way, funding could also could be made to fund such public campaigns. Any thoughts on this recommendation 21? Okay. And of course, Ariel, feel free to jump in as well, since your input would be greatly valued.
I was just about to jump in.
Okay.
Sorry, this is Ariel for the transcript. Regarding recommendation 21, I think the first step for us is to also do a research about some successful campaigns that similar organizations did in the past. And Dave mentioned Net Mundial, and as we know, they have a lot of media coverage because of the high profile nature of this event, and then also on social media they have a very good hashtag campaign for that. They have pretty good coverage on Twitter during the meeting, and so we're thinking maybe we can do a research on some of those campaigns first, study how what are the objectives of those campaigns, what are the target audience of them, and then what specific tactics that they use to make it so successful. And then when we do our own public awareness campaign via social media, we can learn from those successful examples and adopt those tactics in ours. So in other words, the first step we want some volunteer to help with is to research a successful campaign that raise the public awareness about internet policy issues. And this campaign can be ICANN, what ICANN did in the past, or another organization. Yeah, that's the additional comment I want to make.
Okay. Thanks, Ariel. This is Dave again. I just posted some links to where in the Net Mundial initiative, which I think where this recommendation at least the work towards implementing this recommendation could be pushed towards the Net Mundial initiative. But just to note also, I think you're right. I think what we probably need to do is to probably ask the global stakeholders engagement and how it handles any sort of public campaign as such. I'm not aware of any one of these specifically, but maybe there were in some regions, and maybe as part of the regional strategies, there may have been some sort of campaigns in that regard. So perhaps we do need to contact global stakeholders engagement, which I believe is what you're suggesting, Ariel, that we contact global stakeholders engagement and get some feedback as how global stakeholder engagement implemented any sort of public campaigns, and if so, what are there links to this such campaigns? But do you think that would be an appropriate action item to go for? And I'm opening it to anyone.
Oh.
Go ahead, Ariel.
Thank you, Dave. And this is Ariel. So do you want to assign this? I'm happy with the action item. Do you want to assign the action item to me?
Well, I think we can, Ariel and co-chairs. How about that? we'll drop the email to the co-chairs of the social media working group. Myself and Leon would be, you know, will be in the loop when you make the communication and see the replies.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good. Okay.
Okay. Any other comments or questions regarding this recommendation 21? Okay. I see nobody raising their hands or saying anything. Let's move on to recommendation 22. Members of the general public should be able to participate in ICANN on an issue-by-issue basis. Information on the ICANN's website should, where practical, be in clear, non-technical language. This has been assigned exclusively to us. And I'm trying to think what was in our previous discussions on this topic, but as I recall, the intent for perhaps one way of approaching this recommendation is to investigate okay. I guess the point, my way of doing this would be to look at, okay, the real time that the general public really gets involved is in the ICANN face-to-face meeting. And we're seeing a little more increased outreach for the general public to get more involved because of the remote hubs and so forth. Murray, please go ahead.
Thank you, Dev. It's Murray speaking for the record. My comments, I did the remote hub, which was interesting, and it was a challenge to get kind of the general public involved in the issues, because the issues sometimes are so detailed that you need this overall picture of ICANN before you can delve into the nitty-gritty of what goes on. But that said, I just had one question. Do we actually have a list of issues, so non-geographic issues, but specific issues that ICANN addresses? And I think we do. And it would be good to review, though, that issue list and the PRACY, you know, why it's an issue and where it is on the priority and those sorts of things. There must be, I know that information exists, I just don't know if it's all in one spot. Maybe staff can enlighten me on that one. If we had that list, then we can move towards making it clearer and less technical. Thanks.
Okay. That's a good observation, Murray. This is Dave speaking. And the thing is, it's a good point. I think the challenge of getting the general public involved at a public face-to-face meeting, unless they've done the homework before, it's going to be just very hard for them to just, participate as such. Participate effectively, I should say, in that they'll be able to understand, at least, and have at least understanding from attending in their participation in an issue or topic. I do not think there is a particular topic that's listed on the ICANN website as issues. The only issues really are like what's out there in the public comments. And I guess that's the closest thing to issues being looked at by the global ICANN community that is up for public comment, where the general public can't see it. The only other issues are, of course, internal to the ACs, like the at-large communities and the supporting organizations, like what's happening in the GNSO. So, go ahead, Ariel. Comment on?
Yes. Thank you, Dave. So this is Ariel, and maybe some of you are aware of, at this moment, at-large is revamping the website we have, and in our vision, we have this page called the topics page. I'm pasting the wireframe for that page in the chat. And that page is supposed to list all the policy issues that matter to at large. And then people can do research on that page to discover the background of this topic, and also we will list relevant resources about this topic. Maybe some of you also aware that Enlarge is planning to do a series of capacity building webinars, and a lot of those webinars will talk about, go in depth about some of those issues. And so, of course, those webinars will be relevant resources to list on those topic page. So we're in the process doing that, and so I think that's a way to implement this particular recommendation from a large site. So and that's the comment I want to make. But, of course, when we're building this page, we would like people to help, volunteers to help possibly drafting the topic or help with selecting relevant resources to integrate on those topic page. So that's a kind of request, but we haven't really decided what specific steps we're going to make. But we have this plan in place, and then we want to have a topic page built for a large website, just to let you guys know about this. Yeah, that's my comment.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, Ariel. And indeed, after you kind of posted the wireframe, that I was trying to look for that one, and I couldn't find it. So yes, indeed. So the revamp of the at-large website, we have a topic area, and it's perhaps this is probably could show that, okay, once we have a particular topic issue, there is a sort of background. The idea would also be that the topic would also have a background by which, you know, like purposely new GTLDs, who is, whatever the topic is or whatever the issue is. There's some sort of history or background for a person visiting the at-large website can then read and learn about it and then see where they can then, participate in, at least from the at-large perspective, from the at-large, I'm trying to find the appropriate word, from the, as a person to be involved in the at-large community to get involved. So I think that is indeed one way of seeing how that implementation could be implemented, because I'm not sure really it could be done on the ICANN website. I agree that information on the ICANN website should, where practical, be in clear, non-technical language. I know there's a glossary that's on the ICANN's website. Perhaps we can then look at the glossaries and see if it is clear enough, and if not, because most likely we'll be using those glossaries in the at-large, in our at-large website redesign, and then see whether they're clear or not, clear enough or not. So I see Glenn is on the call. Welcome, Glenn. Any other thoughts or comments on this? I see some of the notes that we have put into our role to set build the storage of graphics and educational resources that accompany ICANN policies use. And Common Craft was listed as an example. Oh, Murray, I'm so sorry. Yeah, you had this with us. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Murray. Sorry, that was an old hand. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I think perhaps we can look at putting our efforts. So I would say that we look forward to implementing this recommendation, ensuring the website we design is carried out with particular attention paid to the topic section. I'm not sure whether there's an action item that has to go on to this though. Do you think, Ariel, is there a particular action item you think you want to recommend for this, or do you think just pay attention to the at-large website redesign, in particular the topic section?
Thanks, Dave. This is Ariel. I don't really have a particular action item in mind for this because I think the website is still evolving.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess it's something to look at, to continue to monitor the design of the at-large website, in particular the topic area. I guess that will be the notes that will probably accompany this recommendation. Okay.
This is Ariel, and I think we can give. I don't know whether it's appropriate, but I think we can give social media working group members a heads up about this topic page we're trying to develop, and just to let them know if somebody who have knowledge or some degree of expertise in certain issues, then we may need to consult this person for the way to write that topic page and collecting relevant resources for that. So maybe a heads up when we have a more concrete plan how to develop that page. So no immediate action item, but yes.
Okay, like I said, to continue to monitor the AdLad website and design with attention to the topic, to the proposed topic section. Okay? All right, I know I'm spending a little bit more time than I thought on this recommendation, but I think it's important to get through them. Let's look again on the next recommendation, recommendation 23, regarding the rules and jurisdiction of the ombudsman should be expanded. The ICANN website should provide a clear and simple way for the public to make complaints. This is assigned to future challenges on social media. Regarding the roles and jurisdiction of the ombudsman, I think that's clearly for the future challenges working group. So we're not going to really look at that part of about the role and jurisdiction. But the ICANN website should provide a clear and simple way for the public to make comments. Now, we have already discussed quite a bit, spent some time on this in a previous social media call, and as you can see, there's quite a few notes there about it already. Because the ombudsman apparently does have a social media presence, Chris Lahat, has a Facebook page and a Twitter account and a blog. And I don't think what's happened, I would say the only downside, it's very hard to find it on the ICANN website. So I think it's very one of the ways the social media working group is really just doing, well, whenever there's a, make sure we follow those accounts, follow the ombudsman on social media. And whenever there's a posting or a general report regarding an issue, we can share it for at large to look at. See what this is all about. Yeah, and I think there's really nothing really much else to do it. Any other comments or suggestions for this?
Okay. Dave, this is Ariel.
Hi, Ariel. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Goran has made comments on the chat, the necessity to do a reality check to make sure ombudsman's social media messages are being distributed. And I think if we have action items for this recommendation, is to find out how well the ombudsman has been using his own social media channels for information and communications. So maybe we will need a volunteer to investigate a little bit about the way the ombudsman tweets or use the Facebook to post messages, and also he has a blog, and how well the blog has been circulated, how many people actually know about it. So we probably need to do research on that, and I think that's that can be an action item for a volunteer to take charge of. Yeah, that's all.
Okay, thanks. I think that's an appropriate idea, action item, Ariel. I guess the question is, of course, who's going to look, will be willing to just do the research just to look at how the ombudsman actually uses social media. And I'll just point to the ombudsman page on the ICANN website. Oh, I see two hands. I raised Glenn and Glenn first.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
You hear you loud and clear, Glenn. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, thank you. I'll give you a good example. I've always attended Chris Lahatch and I'm sorry, I can't remember his associate's name. It jumps out of my head. You remember his, not Andy, but doesn't matter. I always attend his, I guess you would say, little party or charade. And I invited a lot of the fellows. There's 38 fellows. I invited them to the same party, so it was very, very crowded. But I took the fellows around, introduced them to dozens of the fellows, and I took tons of pictures. So, and every picture I sent to him, so if he hasn't blogged that or and used the pictures that I gave him, then he's not using the full power of social media. So you provided the link, and perhaps, do you see anything from that event that he did in LA?
This is Dave, no.
Okay. So there's the disconnect. I absolutely sent them the pictures, and we had content, because this is so important that the 38 fellows learn about the ICANN ecospace. And here's a ton of pictures of me photographing him speaking to individuals from across the board. So I think that's an illustration of the reality check, is that he's not taking advantage of that resource.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Glenn. Murray?
Yeah, it's Murray speaking. I just a quick peek at Chris's Twitter feed and the blog and whatnot. Just maybe it would be useful to invite, I mean, I've spoken to him in London and he's pretty open. Maybe we should just invite him to one of our, our meetings like this, to explain a little bit more, and maybe we'll find out some additional information and be able to see how he fits in the whole process. So, again, I spoke with him briefly, but his sort of public face, I think, is I guess he has to focus on some very specific things, and if he was to take complaints from everybody around the world about something to do with the Internet, it would be a bit overwhelming. He has to really focus on what he's available to do from the end-user perspective. So I can imagine it could be like opening a huge can of worms. So maybe we just need to understand exactly what his function is, and if we invited him to speak to us, that might be the best way. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Murray. Okay. Interesting point. So I suppose. So let me see if you can just come up with an action item for this recommendation. So, well, Murray, I think you kind of started the ball already. The action item to review about my social media channels, is it being used effectively? And I think Glenn has also pointed out some tips or pointers that perhaps the ombudsman should be using the tools more effectively. So might I suggest you and Murray and Glenn to review the ombudsman social media profiles on Facebook and Twitter and whatever other social media platforms he uses. And come up with some recommendations, not so much again on the role and jurisdiction of the ombudsman, because that's for future challenges, but more in terms of the social media aspect. Okay? Would that be all right? Okay, great. Let's move ahead quickly on this because I'm going to be taking quite more time. I think this is, let me see this one. Okay, quickly. What the areas of the ombudsman and contractual compliance should report regularly on the complaints received, resolved, pending resolution, and actions taken to address issues raised by unresolved complaints. I think the action will be looked at regarding this particular recommendation. I mean, well, what contractual compliance reports on and so forth is not something that we can can control. But if it is actually being done by contractual compliance, and if it is published, then we should, at large social media working groups, should be well, tweeting, promoting those reports. And I think that's all we need to really look at that. Is there any other suggestion regarding recommendation 24? I mean, once the reports on contractual compliances are open, then we could just simply retweet it or share it. But that's it, brother. I'm seeing
that. Speaking.
Go ahead.
Just your last comment. I think that's, I mean, there's a process and something gets published, and we should just be sort of regularly tweeting out stuff that comes out of all the processes. That makes sense to me. I'm not sure we have to go any further, or we have to add additional work for them to do. That's my two
points. Okay. All right. Okay, great. All right, let's move ahead to this recommendation 26. This is regarding the policy management process system. I should say that a conference call is being scheduled for either Thursday or Friday. A doodle has been sent out for attending this call, and the idea is to actually try to come up with how do we implement this recommendation 26, which is a fairly potentially a fairly complex recommendation to try to implement by the time of the next ICANN meeting. Okay, right. So that's all I'm going to say on that one, because it is, okay, so please pull out the doodle if you are interested in working on this issue. Recommendation 29, election implement an automated system for tracking topics of interest. I don't think we actually have had a chance to even look at this issue, but I do have some ideas about this for this from the technology task force side of things, because that's where I think the automated system is really the key. Does anybody have any quick thoughts on this? And I realize that we probably should have, really, I'm looking at the time here. I'm beginning to wonder if we should leave this for another time, for another aspect, just so we can focus on curation and item four on the agenda.
Yeah, I agree. This is Glenn, Dev. I agree with you. Let's table it.
Yep. Okay. All right. Let's stop at this one, and we can do this on a future call to look at the final 2 points on this. All right? Because we are running out of time. And we did start late. We did start about 8 minutes late. So. Okay, so if nobody objects, I want to just move ahead to agenda item number 3. And that's regarding the curation of at-large content for social media. And, this is about the updates on the workflow charts. Before the London meeting, well, we did a workflow chart, and I realized if you could just post that on the chat list as to the charts. Thanks. Thank you. Okay, and I suppose what we can do is also show it on the share part there. So what Ariel, and I have to thank Ariel for this. I mean, we had discussed this. The co-chairs had discussed this earlier this week, and Ariel has been working on this flowchart or curation workflow, I should say, for content that we need to share. Ariel, you want to just quickly walk through it, or shall I?
Thanks, Dave. This is Ariel. Yes, I can quickly walk through this. I also put the charts in the AC room. And so basically, we're going to do similar things like what we did before, is asking volunteers to take charge of certain topics and drafting tweets for those topics. So for this period, we're just going to have a realistic goal, not to try to cover too many. It's that we need volunteers to help draft tweets for 2 new beginner's guides, and then also Reload Secretary has draft 5 tweets for each Reload's recent activities. And then the third area we need people to draft tweet is report on working group updates. So these are the three general categories. And if you're on that page, you can see the details, what are the particular beginner's guides we have in mind. So basically, there are two new beginner's guides. It's generated by ESSEC. And one is about the IANA functions history and background. The other is about the IANA functions contract. And we need, and also they have six UN languages for both of those beginner's guides. And we are interested in drafting tweets in Spanish and French and English for these beginner's guides. So we will need volunteers to help for that. And the way you write tweets for a beginner's guide is going to be similar like the way before, is you read the particular chapters, and then when you write a tweet, try to be as substantive as possible, just to give the users or people who are browsing our Twitter feed a little bit context what you are trying to convey from that beginner's guide, and then post a link, that link directly to that page on the beginner's guide, and I put the instruction on that page as well, how to link to a particular page through a URL, so you can read that afterwards. So yeah, that's the part for beginner's guide. And then for the RALO updates, we will contact the secretary from RALOS and ask them to give us five tweets about the recent activities they had in the past month or so, and then we will help advertise and promote the RALOS through that way on social media. So that's the second part, RALO updates. And then the third part, working group updates. I took a look at our calendar for the past few weeks, and I have noticed FRL have quite a lot of activities going on. It's the outreach working group and also the ROP working group. So I think maybe Bukola or Baran can help give some insight about what's going on in those two working groups, and I'm just suggesting, and maybe help draft three tweets for to report on their key accomplishment for that working group. And then also the IANA Issues Working Group has been very active because of the CCWG activities, so we definitely need somebody to help give a little update through tweets on that group. And then the capacity building one, we also need somebody, and because they're in the process planning out this series of capacity building webinars for 2015. So it will be interesting for a large members to know how they're planning and what the kind of webinars they're planning. And then we can convey that information through Twitter. The last one is the metrics. I'm not personally involved in that working group, but if any of you are involved, it will be great to learn what has been going on there. So these are just a quick overview for this new curation workflow. And so, of course, this workflow will only be successful if nobody is volunteering for drafting those tweets. And so we definitely need help for that. And the floor is open, and I'd love to hear comments and suggestions from you. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Ariel, and indeed, yes. And thanks for working on the curation workflow. I think this week on this, and bringing this all together from our discussion. I think, Marie, you have a question or comment?
Sorry, it's Murray. Nothing to say, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. All right, well, just one. So I think about two things here. We need to have volunteers to help, who will be willing to look at the two key reports in terms of static content, that is the ESSEC report on the IANA functions contract in both the French and Spanish versions, and the overview and history of the IANA functions, both in French and Spanish. I'm seeing in the chat here, Brian is the vice chair of the AFALA Outreach Working Group and also part of the Rules and Procedure Working Group. And so, Brian, you sound like you'll be the perfect person to actually provide updates regarding the AFALA Outreach and Rules of Procedure then. okay, excellent. So I think we're okay. Bukola, are you willing to tackle, like, say, the SAP report on the IANA functions, the French version of or one of them?
Dave, this is Ariel. I think Maritza, she said she can help reporting in Spanish and English in the chat.
Yeah, I was coming to that. Yes, I was also coming to that. Yeah. But Bukola, would you be willing to take on one of the SAP reports or both of them? You're talking about the French versions. SAP report on the IANA functions contract, coming up with 5 tweets, and the overview and history of the IANA functions. Oh, I'm apologizing, Bukola. My apologies. I thought you were. I am confusing you with someone else. My apologies. But then, are you willing to then tackle the SAP report on the IANA functions? Now, why Bukola is considering that? Okay. That's all we can ask. Maritza, will you be willing to tackle okay. I see if you're saying that you speak Spanish and you do need more information in Spanish. So you'll be willing to work on the French, the Spanish versions for the IANA and the overview and history of the IANA functions. You can type it in the chat. And I see you said okay. Excellent. Glenn, I see your hand is raised. So,
yeah, I just want a clarification. I noticed that the call is today. I think it's at 11 o'clock, the IANA call. So I'm taking it for granted that as our two representatives for ALAC are speaking about the updates of the meetings, we are picking out pieces of information for the tweet to the wider community, I assume. Is that the, or are we actually interviewing either Jean-Jacques or Mohammed to get some background information? Remember, these two are the ones that have been empowered with this task.
I think that it wasn't really intended to live tweet during the actual meeting itself. But it's more in terms of reporting. That was the idea behind it. So the idea would be that some of the outcomes coming up from the previous call, ICG meeting, was there anything of interest for at large? Okay, I see it in the chat. You understand that then?
Yeah, it's thanks. I think I get the idea.
Okay, great. All right, I think what we're then going to do is also circulate this to the flowchart to the mailing list and ask for other volunteers. And also, regarding the VLO updates, contact the secretariat. Okay, so the coach is Ariel. Go ahead.
Okay, Dave, this is Ariel. So I think probably will be easier if we make a clarification who's doing what. I just updated the flow chart. I'm going to paste the link in the chat again, and you can refresh the page to see your name there. So just to clarify, as you can see, the first English SAC report on the functions contract, I put Maritza's name there, The Spanish one for that report, also Marita. And then the English for the overview and history of INF functions, I put Bocola. And then the Spanish one for that report, still Marita. So I put Marita for three items related to the INF report. So this is the one I recorded. And then the Rayla one I will update later because we'll only put the secretary as name there. And then, thanks, Marissa. Thanks for confirmation. And then for Apparello, I put Varan for the Apparello Outreach and Apparello ROP. So that's the ones I have taken the name down. And we still need help for the French version of the two IANA reports. And then for capacity building, IANA issues and metrics, these three working groups, we need help. So if Glenn or Murray and Bukola want to volunteer for any of those, the ones that we haven't assigned people for, then that would be great too. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is Dave. Thanks, Arya, for updating the page. You won't see it in the PDF in the Adobe Connect here because of that PDF file. But if you click on the link that Arya has posted, you'll see the updated information. I think what we action item. I tell you what, I'll tackle the capacity building work group update and see if I can come up with three tweets on that. So I'll put my name down for that one. And for regarding the other ones, I think we'll need to just contact the rest of the social media working group, either through the Skype chat or through the and by the mailing list to communicate. Ask them to for other persons, especially for the French version. Go on.
Sorry, Dave.
Go ahead.
Interrupting. Glenn just said he will update the Narello and the IANA working group. So.
Right.
Okay, so I'll put Glenn's name there. Thank you, Glenn.
Yeah. Yes. So, just to circulate the rest of this flowchart, this curation workflow. I keep saying flowchart. Curation workflow. To the social media working group, so for other persons to work on the updates, Relo updates, and working group updates for the metrics ones, for example. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Okay. I don't think there's anything else to talk about. Thanks, Ariel, on coming up with this curation chart. The next item on the agenda is exploring how social media working group members could directly post to the at large. I know we're at the top of the hour, but we did spend about, we did start 10 minutes late. So let's see if we could tackle this topic, this issue. So just to give some background to this agenda item. Right now, currently, the way the social media works for at large is that During the face-to-face meetings, members of the social media work group attending the face-to-face meetings use Slack to post updates and pictures and so forth to Ariel, and then Ariel takes that information and shares it during the face-to-face meetings. However, in between meetings, what happens is that Ariel is generally the one responsible for posting on at large, and she does, and she's doing a fantastic job, Ariel, posting at least two updates, at least on Twitter each day. So, one of the things we are looking at is how do we then shift the burden of from Ariel in actually composing information and so forth, and shift it to other persons of the to other members of the social media working group, so that they can be, so that they will be able to post on Twitter and to Facebook. One of the concerns would be that it's probably not a good idea to share the credentials directly with other members of the social media working group. There's two concerns. One, that the consensus board that's being posted on at-large, the at-large social media accounts, needs to be, well, it needs to be appropriate content. One, it cannot be nothing related to content, how should I put it, outside of ICANN's at-large policy issues and so forth. And the second thing is that persons would have to be very careful of posting an opinion that's perceived to be the consensus of the at-large community, where there is no consensus has been made. So great care has to be taken, for example, well, very large issues like the Ariana issues, which is a potentially complex issue, and there's still some time needed for at-large to come to final consensus on what its policy recommendations are. So that's the background behind it. I should say that the Technology Task Force had a call earlier this week, because what we are looking at is two of the tools that could be used to have some sort of where multiple persons are working together as a team and can post the updates to social media, but then Ariel could then be just the editor to just let it show or not. So it's a sort of social media management tool is what I believe is the appropriate term for this. So the question to you is, are there particular social media tools that you want to look at? We identified two tools, Hootsuite, which is Hootsuite, and something called Buffer, which is a service that allows for team members to coordinate to post the various social media profiles. So question to you is, are there any other social media tools that we should be looking at that does this type of social media management? And of course, any observations about regarding social media working group members posting to at large? The floor is open. Okay, seeing nobody raising their hands quite yet, I should mention that regarding the first two, Hootsuite and Buffer, one of the action items will be that we'll be contacting those organizations and asking them to do a demo and asking for a demo of their services. So we can then have a joint social media technology task force call to review those two management tools and see which one is the better which one is the better one for us. And thanks, Ari, for posting the links to the two tools, Hootsuite and Buffer app.
Dave, this is Ariel. And
go ahead.
Besides these two tools, we also find out there's another platform called Social Sprout, and that's the one that the current ICANN communications department is using. And so I'm going to post the link there as well. And they are all effective collaboration tools for tweeting. And then the goal is eventually we want more social media working group members to be involved in the process. And it's not just me posting, but we also want to have you post. And but then we need to have some sort of approval process in place so that maybe I can act as an editor and then you can write the tweets, and then once I think it's good and with appropriate language and neutral fact-based, and then we will let those messages to go through. So we will let you guys to take more ownership of the channels, because ultimately it's the channel for the community. And so that's the goal. But we need to figure out the appropriate mechanism for realizing that goal. And it's not very safe if we just suddenly give credentials to a lot of those members, and then they can post whatever they want to do, and that's not going, it's going to be risky. So if we use some of those collaboration tools, that can help this approval process work, and I can still be the final editor to tweak some wording and let the message to go through. But then you can be the person that take ownership of the channel. So that's why we're bringing up this item in this call. And I think Dave has a good suggestion. What to do next is possibly ask those programs to do a demo for us through our call or other ways, so that we can learn more about these platforms and choose one that that is the most appropriate for us. Yeah, that's all the comment I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Ariel. This is Dave speaking. And I think I'm not seeing any other suggestions. I'm thanks for mentioning Sprout Social, which is used by the ICANN Communications team for their social media account. And I guess we will have to look at that tool as well. But also going back to the concept here, I think what can then happen is that in terms of the idea would be that perhaps it would be a routine, you know, one of the things I'm thinking is like for 1 week, one other member of the social media would be, you know, tweaking content. Because I think having it for a longer duration might be too much. And I think what the idea would be to, I'm just throwing it out as a suggestion, I'll be interested in hearing your comments. But the idea could be that it could rotate among the members of the social media group, and I think ideally among the different regions, among the different 5 regions, so that, you know, it also showcases the diversity of at large. So that's perhaps one way of, in terms of the, after we figure out the tool, to figure out the tool, how social media working group can then be selected or rotated to provide updates on the social media channels. Any thoughts or final comments on that? Okay. All right. And seeing nobody raising a hand, and I do know that there's another call starting on now, right now. So, and we are coming to the full hour for the social media call, since it started 10 minutes late. Any other business?
Sorry, Dev. Which other call are you talking about?
I believe it's the ICG call, which I believe is still ongoing right now.
Dave, this is Ariel.
I have the IANA call at 11.
No, it's not the IANA call. It's the policy call, so I have to it's not for
community. My apologies. Yeah. Okay. My apologies. All right. So any other business for the social media working group call?
Yeah, me.
Good. Glenn.
It's Glenn. I've been sharing something that Jolly sent me yesterday. I thought was really exciting. And it follows up on captioning, and social media needs to recognize the importance of communication to those that do not have English as their first language, the disabled people in general who don't have some limitations, we'll say, in terms of communication, especially since we're doing more and more video. He shared with me an open-source captioning system for the video. So I know we keep talking about Twitter and Facebook and pictures, but we haven't really discussed very much about short videos. And what I'm saying is what Jolly shared with me on this system was a great captioning system that's open-source. And I'm just bringing that up. We'll be doing a demo of it, hopefully. I've suggested as one of our demos in our technology task force, but this is an example of a technology that crosses over into accessibility and the social media working group. So I will share with everyone the links to the software. I think you'll be pretty excited about it.
Okay, thanks, Glenn. I think you have already posted it on the office, but they need posted on the chat here, and probably, again, it probably needs to be circulated to the social media and to the accessibility working groups as well. So thanks for that, Glenn. Okay, I think no more captions. I think it's good. Okay, that's an excellent point, and something I'll take a look at that more. Thanks. Any other business?
Once.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for attending this call: Bukola, Marixa, Glenn, Baran, and of course Ariel and Gisela. Oh, I see a question coming in from Marita. So sorry. What was this for reporting in Twitter? This is for the curation chart. So the idea will be that for Marita is for you to edit the wiki page where you could then put the tweets. If that's your question. Okay, great. All right, so I'd like to thank everybody for attending today's call. And I will probably send a doodle out for the next social media working group call. I'm not sure when exactly. I'll discuss with Leon as to when to put the next scheduling for the next call. Another doodle will go out for the appropriate time. Okay, with that, I'd like to thank everyone. Take care. This call is now adjourned.
Thank you.